This is GQDN for Monday, January 26, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes and find Quest Worthy up there. When you're done, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Bye. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. It was sports this weekend. It hasn't been sports the past couple weeks. And a couple movie trailers. I think you'll like it. Go check it out. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. And by a community that loves helping people out with PTSD, stackup.org. Go check them out. Seriously. In today's news, we got a Dragon Ball game coming. We have a World of Warcraft roadmap. That's on the way. And a couple of announcements. This is going to be huge. But this is huge too. And this is where we begin today. WCCF Tech has said that a French union has claimed that Ubisoft CEO has zero knowledge of understanding his company. And that was after a major reset. Now, this was after Ubisoft did announce that it would undergo a major reset because the company is restructuring into five new, quote, creative houses, and the reset created new leadership roles, and it did push out some Ubisoft veterans, and that would include canceling a few projects, including the Sands of Time remake, and did delay even more projects, and did create four new ones. Now, that was, they were looking for or to do more layoffs after a return to office mandate. But since then, the company has seen their stock price go down by 95%. And all of that sent employees' morale to new lows and angered them greatly. The French publication Le Monde, which was spotted by GameIndustry.biz, did report that the French video games industry union Solidarité Informatique, whatever that's called. I do apologize. But they organized a strike that took place this past Thursday outside of Ubisoft Paris to bring their thoughts to the forefront of the management decisions. Now, the protest was attended by 10 people, which did call out the Ubisoft chief executive, Guillemot, with the union bringing three core demands to the demonstration. One of them was putting in a... They want to put an end to the cost-cutting program, and that was maintaining and extending remote work policies and pay raises. And there was a quote that was given to GI.biz from the union representative at Ubisoft Paris, and that was Marc Rossi. I know I butchered that one. I'm sorry. But he did describe the initial or the eternal state of Ubisoft, where there was both, quote, anger and despair. I shouldn't have said both. There's anger and despair, which is reigning supreme. Both quotes, by the way. So here's what he said. Quote, at this state, it seems clear to us that Guillemot has no knowledge or understanding of his company or its employees. The company is continuing its cost reduction and layoff plan. Our teams are already working under pressure, often understaffed, after several years without pay raises or very small increases. We understand that once again, employees will not receive a raise this year. At the same time, the reorganization is creating a number of high-level positions with executive salaries. From our union's point of view, this is forced reversal of a disguised redundancy plan aimed at pushing employees outside of the company. And the atmosphere within the studio is particularly deplorable, with anger and despair reigning supreme. Staff representatives have witnessed several breakdowns and tears, and some colleagues have made suicidal comments. If Guillemot wanted to make people miserable, he couldn't have done better. End quote. Now, some of the employees went to LinkedIn to make it clear that they are looking for other opportunities, even though those employees have not yet been laid off. Now, what will Ubisoft do? We'll keep our eyes on it. They're not the only ones in trouble. Microsoft now has an issue with more blue screens via PCGamer.com, and that's after downloading the latest update. Now, if you did download the January's KB 507419 Windows update, then you might not be able to get past the boot. That was reported by Windows Latest, and Microsoft has an update that users and support document that they are, quote, investigating customer reports of device boot failures following January 26 update and later updates, end quote. Now, the document is only accessible by Microsoft's 365 business accounts, which does seem to imply that the business devices are affected by the boot problem. However, there has been no confirmation on how the devices are affected. The document did state, quote, Microsoft has received a limited number of reports of an issue in which devices are failing to boot with stop code, unmountable boot volume after installing the January 2026 Windows Security Update, KB5074109, released January 13, 2026, and later updates. Affected devices show a black screen with a message, your device ran into a problem and needs a restart. You can restart. At this stage, the device cannot complete startup and requires manual recovery steps, end quote. Now, is there a fix to this? Well, what you can do is you can check your PC could be affected by going to Settings, then About, and scroll down to Windows Info. The OS build section should tell you which build you're on. If you're not on the KB5074109 Windows update, then PC Gamer is saying that you should wait until Microsoft fixes the problem. I'll wait till February. Yeah, that's me. But that's okay, because that's not the only thing that they did. GameSpot.com got into the discussion of Xbox canceling games. Craig Duncan, the head of Xbox Game Studio, did reflect on the Microsoft's year and said, quote, sometimes business decisions have to be made, end quote. So he was a part of the canceling games, laying off staff, and shutting down development studios. And he had an interview with GamesRadar because he had made the call on the game like Perfect Dark Reboot and Rare's game Everwild to shut them down. And he did admit that it was difficult, but he also said it was necessary. Quote, sometimes business decisions have to be made, which we have wide reach and impact. We don't like doing that. So the lesson is, how do we make sure we don't have to do that? That's really the goal there, end quote. Then he went to the portfolio reviews, and he said that those reviews could lead to some difficult outcomes for specific teams and projects. For the quote, as an overall portfolio, we're always looking at how everything is going, at whether everything is set up well, at whether we have got the right resources to go deliver on our aspirations for all our games, end quote. Now, Microsoft will release its next quarterly earnings report on January 28th, which is Wednesday. And that's where the company is expected to disclose details of the health of the company overall, including Xbox. And this year is the 25th anniversary of Xbox. So what could be happening? And we'll keep our eyes on it, of course. Like we'll keep our eyes on this one. We're going to Rumorville. PushSquare.com did say that the PlayStation State of Play is coming in February. So far, Sony has hosted a State of Play on February over the past 5 years. So, there was a little bit of a discussion, very little bit of discussion, up on X, where JojoPS971 said, quote, hello there, is a State of Play in February? Nate the Hate did reply at Nate the Hate 2, quote, yes, there will be, yes, or yes, there will be, whatever. But the PlayStation live streams are usually filled with some third-party announcement, and they're supplemented by some first-party reveals. Sony did choose to focus on Seros, Marvel's Wolverine, and Marvel took on Fighting Souls from a PlayStation Studio perspective. We might find some information about Marathon, because that's going to come out on March 5th, and there might be some other things, like the game I was trying to think of on the weekly show, Horizon Forbidden West. Yeah, that one. Yes, Horizon Forbidden West. So maybe that one. And maybe some other things. We shall see. But that's not the only one. No, this one would come from Nintendo. And the Nintendo Direct, a full one, we'll get to a smaller one later in the show. Could be happening in February. According to NintendoEverything.com, the Nintendo Direct presentation could air on the first week of February. And it could be February 4th or 5th, depending on your time zone. Right now, they're saying it's not clear what we'll be getting, but there would be some stuff. You would have some Mario stuff, Pokemon stuff. There'll be some stuff. When we know, we will let you know. Okay? Now we get to the sales part, because we got a couple things you might want if you can afford it. According to The Verge, TheVerge.com, there is a PC that is at Costco right now. It's from AMD, and right now it is called the ASUS ROG GM7758L Gaming Desktop. It's the AMD Ryzen 9 9950X 3D, AMD Radeon 97XT, 32 gigabytes of RAM, 2 terabyte SSDs, and Windows 11. Right now, it is $2,000. That's $300 off of its original MSRP. And right now, the manufacturer's savings is valid from 1/18, that's January 18th, to March 8th, while supplies last. Limit 5 per member, if you're a member of Costco, right now. And if you want a headset to go with it, okay, once again, back on the high end, because that's what these sites are reporting on. There is a SteelSeries Arxis Nova Pro Wireless, and it's on sale too, because it's back at the Black Friday price, and that's up at Best Buy. Now, on the website, it says it's $300, but according to the Best Buy site, it is $310 no matter what. It's on sale. So if you want a nice headset for your PC, PlayStation 4 or 5, or Switch, it's there available for you. Now we got a big Nintendo Direct. Well, this one's official. There's a little one, a Nintendo Direct for only Tomodachi Life, Living the Dream. That'll be on January 29th, which is Thursday. So if you want to go see it, well, GameSpot did report it. They'll be up on the Nintendo YouTube channel. Now, this Direct will be at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern, and this will run for about 20 minutes. And that will include some more info on the new Switch game. But that's not World of Warcraft. Once again, back up on YouTube. Via wowhead.com, there will be a State of Azeroth. That'll also be on the 29th. And once again, this will be on January 29th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, which means about noon Eastern Time. So here's the blue post. Quote, join executive producer Holly Longdale and game director Ian Acostas once more on the official World of Warcraft YouTube and Twitch channels as they give you a glimpse into what the future holds for Azeroth and more. When? January 29th, 700 GMT, or January 29th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Where? YouTube.com/Warcraft, Twitch.tv/Warcraft. We'll also share our roadmaps for modern and classic World of Warcraft, guiding you through what you can expect in the coming year. There's just one more thing. Check in on January 29th. Well, they posted the GMT time of 1700, which is 9 a.m. Pacific time, to learn how to unlock the exclusive housing decor item. Check out the Blizzard Showcase Viewer's Guide to learn more about what's happening in Overwatch, Diablo, Hearthstone, and more as we celebrate 35 years of community and craft. End quote. 25 ain't 30. Rayman is having their 30th anniversary edition, and it looks like it could be coming soon to Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 5. Yes, this is Rumorville, because there is an ESRB rating on the Australian classification. So when will it come? Well, we can only go to the account of Rayman. Quote, Rayman turns 30. Join us on our official channels to celebrate an incredible legacy. End quote. So when will it happen? We're asking the same question for this one. GameSpot.com did say that Dragon Ball's next game will be set 300 years into the future. That's Dragon Ball Age 1000. More details about this game will be revealed in the Dragon Ball Games Battle Hour 2026 on April 18th and 19th. That's coming. Dragon Ball Sparking Zero is getting more DLC stuff, and that'll be released today, along with some other Dragon Ball stuff. Because Dragon Ball is Dragon Ball. It is. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.